Hello, welcome to Original. On this podcast, we're going to be talking about anything originally regional. And last episode, we talked about Liverpool. And this episode, we are going to cross the ocean and move on to Republic of Ireland. So today's guest is from Ireland. He was born and raised in Drumiskin in County Louth, which is near Dublin. So joining me today is Joe McGovern. And welcome, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, what's the crack?
What's the crack? How are you?
I'm good.
Bleeding
how's,
good?
How's things? Bleeding massive.
Oh, bleeding good. Deadly.
Deadly.
Okay, so today joining me is an Irish guest. And I personally enjoy traveling in Ireland as well, and I love Dublin. Could you please briefly introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers, please?
I'm Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm from Ireland.
Mm-hmm,
that's
Ireland.
About it. No, and I moved over to London about 2.5 years ago. Mm. I work in the media industry, mm-hmm. and yeah, I'm very, very proud. An Irishman. Mm,
working with all those Londoners.
Working with London. All those Londoners.
Yeah. Yeah. But also from many other regions as well, because London is very diverse.
It's such a melting pot.
Like, yeah.
I think every new person that I meet is either from like Wales or the UK or just all over the world. Like London doesn't, I'm very rarely around actual Londoners.
Right. Because like, I'm also in London as well. I'm based in London. We are all now in London at the moment. But yeah, sometimes in London, it's even hard to see London, native London people. What even is native? Yeah, it's really hard to see like London locals these days. So London is for everyone. So you also moved to London. Let's talk about how you ended up in London. But first, you are from... It's an interesting name, County Louth.
County Louth.
Republic of Ireland.
Yeah,
so, what is it like, though?
Well, it's the smallest county, so it's called the Wee County.
The Wee County. Wee means small, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a wee county.
Yeah, literally. But, it's like really rural farming kind of thing. There's like a lot of small villages in it, mm-hmm. and there's like two major towns. So there's Drogheda and Dundalk. So then I'm from like a little tiny village in between those called Drumiskin.
Wow.
So yeah, there's about 2,000 people.
It's very regional and local.
Yeah.
Wow. But as a child, like growing up there, did you enjoy growing up there? Or sometimes like when I was a child, I always wanted to like live in a bigger area because it just looked cool.
That's always the way.
More exciting as a kid, right? But what about you?
Yeah, well, like, I think everyone that's from a small place wants to be from a big place, I guess. That's just the nature of the beast, like. Mm. But it was, like, it was incredible. My childhood was just cycling around, like, fields, running through fields, like, swimming in rivers, like.
Aww.
Yeah, it was great. And then also, because everyone knows everybody, like, there was never any worry of like, you know, where I was because like walking to the shop, I would have passed 5 people who would have like known my mum.
Oh, so, like, right. Everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
There are pros and cons for that.
There definitely, yeah. So when you're a kid, it's great. But then when you're like a teenager, it's not great whatsoever.
One gossip and everyone will know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think listeners and viewers from County Louth would be so happy and delighted to see someone representing County Louth. But also one interesting fact, I've noticed that Ivana Lynch, who played Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter, is also from County Louth, from Termonfeckin.
Termonfeckin.
Yeah, did you know?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Is she kind of like well-known among all those Irish people then?
She's not that high profile though, is she? Like, you know, you don't really see pictures of her in the media at all. So she kind of keeps herself to herself.
But I can see Irish actors and actresses these days are getting the spotlight these days. They are doing so well. Do you have any like favorite Irish actors or actresses?
I mean, like, look, Cillian Murphy won the Oscar, like, just recently and stuff.
Right.
And, like, Barry Keoghan,
Andrew Scott,
yeah, yeah. And Paul Mescal, and so not only are they really good looking, they're always great actors as well.
I can see
and
that.
Then Colin Farrell as well, so yeah. I mean, like, we have a good rich history of great actors. But I think also it's like it feels right for their time right now.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's not as if, like, obviously they're all very attractive, but like they're all very unique performers in their own way.
Yeah,
it's great. It makes you more proud to be Irish, right. I guess.
It's just like Irish people have always been out there, but now people start to notice more and more,
I guess,
which is very good.
Well, I mean, like, we're like rats. We're like all over the world.
Like, oh, not just in the UK, all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. Ooh, totally.
Okay. What about, like, from County Louth? So people, listeners and viewers, wouldn't really be able to get the idea of the location. How far is it from Dublin, then?
So it's like 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
By car, yeah.
By car. What about by train? Is it easy to go there?
Yeah, I guess it would be like a half an hour to 40 minutes as well by train.
Wow.
Like, it's already connected. It's a bit in between. So on your way to Belfast.
Mm-mm-mm.
So it's like in between Belfast and Dublin.
Really. Oh.
Yeah.
If we say like from London, it would be kind of like going to
Reading.
Like Reading, Surrey, Guildford, those area.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually,
so pretty close.
Mm. But like compared to Dublin, County Louth is much greener.
It's its own beast. Totally.
Much more
and then
peaceful.
Also, like, the accent is so different to Dublin.
Oh, even the accent.
Yeah. So my accent would be more like South Dublin right now, because I'm living in Dublin for so many years.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, it's just a different way of life as well. I think it's obviously much slower as well because it's like rural. So yeah. So when I was a kid, I lived like half in Louth, and then on the weekends I'd be in Dublin.
Oh.
So yeah.
Is it quite common that like people spend some time in Dublin, like for the weekend?
Well, I mean, like if your parents are split up, then yeah, probably.
Yeah. What about like going to uni? Do people usually aim to get into the uni in Dublin?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's one of the world-class ones, right?
Well, there's Trinity, yeah. Mm. But then also, like, there's so many other universities there as well.
Mm.
But I think also, if you're from a small place, as we said earlier, like, we just kind of want to, like, spread our wings and fly and, like, go to the big cities and stuff.
Great.
So, yeah. Mm. So, I obviously went to uni in Dublin as well.
Ah,
so
okay.
When I was, like, 17, I was like, goodbye, Drumiskin. So, yeah.
Farewell.
Farewell. And then I lived in Dublin city centre for, like, 7 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But how was the, what was your student life in Dublin, though, compared to
so
your,
cool.
like, very quiet and peaceful life in Drumiskin? Yeah, how was it?
It was great, because especially the fact that, like, Dublin, you can walk around Dublin city centre really easily. So, like, in terms of, like, nightlife or, like, even, like, doing things during the day with your friends, like, everything's so close. So, like, if we were going to meet up for dinner, I would just have to text you that afternoon. Like, you wouldn't have to pre-plan.
Mm-mm.
Whereas, like, let's say in London, if we're going to meet up for dinner, like, we're going to have to really know, like, a week in advance to see if you're free, like.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was fantastic like that because everyone's just right next to you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But did you sometimes get like overwhelmed by like the Dublin city as well? Because compared to other areas, Dublin is one of the busiest areas.
Yeah. No, I loved it. Like, I absolutely loved it. I think also growing up gay in rural Ireland, like when you finally go to the big city, you kind of find your tribe as well. So it was like a double whammy. It was like growing up and then also being like spreading my own wings.
Right.
So it was great.
And Dublin is the capital city of Republic of Ireland.
Yeah.
Right. So when people think of the capital city, people think of it as like a very big metropolitan city. Because like London is the capital city, Edinburgh is the capital city, and there is Dublin. So people might be thinking of like a very like busy, noisy, very, very overwhelming city areas. But when I went there, Dublin was like so neat for me. Yeah, just the perfect size for me. And Dublin has everything it has to offer. So it was so good to me as well. Like, how do you feel?
Okay, the only downside I find is the fact that it's probably more expensive than London right now.
Oh, yeah. And you use Euro there.
We use Euro, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, the food in Dublin is amazing. Like, the nightlife is amazing. More recently, we're trying to change spaces to have more cultural events and stuff. Like, and also the people are amazing.
Yeah.
I know I'm being biased by saying that, but like, we're great crack.
Great crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe still some people have no idea about Dublin. I brought some interesting facts about Dublin.
I'm ready.
I mean, when it comes to like Dublin, I mean, people might stereotypically think of a few things in their mind as well.
Alcoholics, probably.
Alcoholic, Guinness, obviously.
Guinness.
Pubs. Let's focus on the name itself first. So Dublin in Old Irish actually means Blackpool.
Really?
Yeah, did you know that?
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, it's from like Dublin. I don't know the exact pronunciation. So it used to be two different words, Dub and Lynn. And Dub is black and Lynn is pool.
Okay.
So it's actually from Blackpool, because in Dublin there used to be like a black pool areas where two different rivers met near the Dublin Castle.
Right, okay.
Because there is River Liffey and River Puddle.
Okay.
Really, really small one.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And River Puddle and River Liffey used to meet each other.
Okay.
Like near Dublin Castle, and that area made like a black pool.
No way.
Yeah, like a black dirty water area. So like Viking people used to just call it, oh, there's this black pool area.
So it's just like a muddy puddle, basically.
Yeah, so that was, yeah, that's what it used to be. It originally means black pool.
That's crazy, yeah, I never knew that.
Even though there is actually English city called Blackpool as well in Lancashire. So it used to be Blackpool, but now it's much greener. Water is much cleaner now.
Way cleaner.
So Dublin, just fun fact, Blackpool. And also, interesting fact, people think Primark is just from England, just from the UK. But Primark is actually from Dublin,
Dublin, yeah. So basically, we've a store called Penny's.
Yeah.
And it's like 100 years old. And so I think when they were trying to trade outside of Ireland, JCPenney was a thing. I think, is it something like that? Am I right?
Yeah, it's kind of the same story as like a Burger King becomes Hungry Jack's in Australia.
Oh, I didn't know
because
that.
Because someone already took that name.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, first come, first served. So, fair enough. So, there was already, Penny's in England, in the UK.
But Penny's is like an institution in Ireland. Like, you can't go to town and not go to Penny's. Mm. Everyone gets their socks from Penny's. Mm. Everyone gets their t-shirts from Penny's.
Do you think it's cheaper to shop there then?
Yeah, way cheaper, 100%. Because like, you could get like a t-shirt there for like €7.
Whereas,
like in H&M, it's like €20.
So, even cheaper.
Although the quality isn't great.
Mm. So, yeah, it's like easy to buy, easy to wear. Yeah, we don't complain.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so Primark is originally from Dublin.
Yeah.
Not just from Ireland, from Dublin. And as the name of Penny's as well. So actually, when I traveled in Dublin, I was like so confused because I saw Penny's, but the logo and the like blue color, it was exactly like Primark, but it was written as Penny's. I was so confused back then. And then I realized that, oh, it's actually the OG Primark. Penny's. So I was like so happy to see that as well. So Primark from Dublin, and also everyone loves cheap flight tickets. Ryanair is also from Ireland and specifically Dublin as well. I love using Ryanair, and you can actually see the harp on the plane as well.
Yeah,
which is the symbol of Ireland as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everyone complains about Ryanair, but like the flights are so cheap. So,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ryanair. Michael O'Leary, thank you so much for that.
So Ryanair also serving British people as well.
Serving the world. They have hubs all over Europe.
Yeah. So. I do love Ryanair. So Ryanair is also from Dublin. So I think like people now have like a positive image of Dublin in general as well. And I also heard there is a city park called the Phoenix Park in Dublin. And it is the Europe's largest city park
as well.
It's really, really big. I've been there.
It's really big.
Do you feel that it's that big? Like I'm now in the biggest city park in Europe.
I mean, I've never actually walked the full length of it. But if you see it on a map, it's huge.
Yeah.
Like we have like the president's house there, we have the zoo there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just full of like deers, wild deer and stuff.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
What did you think of it when you went there?
Because, like, I just enter there, and obviously there are, like, a how do you call it? Like walls, like borders.
Yeah.
Because it's like city park. It's not natural park. But I can't see the borders and like, I can't see the borders between the park and the city. So I really feel like I'm just in somewhere really natural and green. Yeah. So it was surreal. So people wouldn't really imagine how big it is. So to compare, the Phoenix Park is 5 times bigger than the Hyde Park.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so shocked.
Because Hyde Park feels so big.
Yeah, it feels huge.
But it's 5 times bigger than the Hyde Park. And even like when it comes to big city park, we also think of New York Central Park as well, right? And compared to the Central Park in New York, the Phoenix Park is 2 times bigger. It's twice as big as the New York Central Park.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. it's really big.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although there's not a lot to do in it. Like it's quite like it doesn't have any water feature, I don't think.
Mm-mm-mm.
So like it's very... It is just very green.
Mm-mm. Basically just big fields.
It's just big
green
fields.
Yeah.
And a few football pitches.
Yeah. But still, it's so good. It's so good that I'm so jealous that you've got like such big like green zones, green areas as well. Because me as a Korean, we don't really have that big green fields because Korea is generally so mountainous.
Yeah.
So it's just so many hills and mountains. So it's really hard to get like a big green flat fields. So
as you guys still have really cool mountains though.
Yeah, we can climb up the mountains, but yeah, it's quite different as well because city paths, you can just easily pop there as well, but mountain, you can't really climb up the mountain after having lunch or dinner or after drink.
That is fair.
Yeah, so that's different. So there is the Phoenix Park. You must be proud of it.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Phoenix Park, definitely recommend visiting there as well. So it's the Europe's largest one. And also when it comes to just Ireland in general, we can't miss out Guinness as well, which is so good. Is it your favorite though?
It is my favorite drink. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The only thing is like your first 4 Guinness, you absolutely hate it. And then on your 5th Guinness, you're like, okay, I like this.
Yeah, you need some time to get used to it.
It's a very acquired taste.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's like a meal. Sponsor me. Diageo. it's great. It's my favorite drink.
Guinness is so good. Yeah.
The only thing is, over in London, like, it's really shit. Like,
yeah, I think you should really definitely try it in the local area, yeah. Like the native area.
Totally.
So, for fun facts, Guinness started to be brewed in 1759 from 18th century.
By the Guinness family?
Yeah, which is so good. And you can also try there's so-called like Guinness experience, Guinness tour.
Yeah.
Because there's the Guinness factory near the Dublin city center area.
Yeah. Have you been? Have you done it?
Yeah, I've been there.
What did you think of the 360 bar?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, cool.
I could try the really, really fresh Guinness.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the best one I've ever had.
Really?
So good. Yeah.
Really? A friend of mine went there recently. I brought them. And they didn't actually like the Guinness in the bar. They liked it in the local bar as we were going to.
Really?
So, yeah, totally. But I forget how creamy it is over there. Like it's like super smooth, whereas like over here it's like kind of flat.
Maybe the previous Guinness I tried was the one in London, and then I went to the Guinness.
So you were like, "This is amazing."
Yeah. So from London Guinness pint to the Guinness factory pint, it was like so different. So maybe that's why.
That's probably why.
But still, like Dublin, like pubs in Dublin, they serve really nice Guinness as well, fresh ones as well, because it's basically really close to the factory.
Totally, and also we drink more of it, so it's like the lines are cleaned more.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. And also, speaking of pubs as well, Dublin and just Ireland is really famous for pubs as well.
Drinking, really.
Yeah, drinking in general. So drinking is popular, so naturally pubs are getting popular as well. And also, I found out there is a really little town called Athlone.
Yeah.
In Ireland.
There is.
It's right in the middle of Republic of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And there is a bar called Sean's Bar. And it is believed that this Sean's Bar dates back to 900 AD. So it's over 1,100 years old.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
So it is known as the world's oldest pub. Wow.
I well believe it. Yeah. totally.
So Ireland has got the world's oldest pub.
Well, I mean, like, as a country, it's older than the UK by, like, hundreds of years.
Mm.
Like, we had, like, druids and we had, like, high kings and stuff and, like, and so they all needed to get drunk. So
So I can definitely see that, like, people have loved drinking from really, really long time ago.
Yeah. Also, it's a very cold space. So, like, and people are probably depressed quite easily because of it.
Yeah.
So, like, of course they'd want to have a drink.
Yeah. But when it comes to, like, when you say, like, 900 AD, that was even before, like, Guinness was brewed, right?
Totally, yeah. Yeah, and I think you would have, like, wines and stuff back then.
Oh, wine.
Or not even, no, they probably have poutine. You heard of poutine before?
No, what is it like?
So poutine is like a vodka. It's a spirit brewed with potatoes.
Mm.
And I forget what it actually translates to, but poutine is the Irish word for it. But it was like illegal to brew in Ireland because it's so strong, it's so potent.
Oh.
Yeah, but now there's like a lot of places that do poutine that's like regulated.
How would you describe the taste though?
Rocket fuel. like an explosion in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it sends
definitely
people crazy.
Like stronger than vodka, whiskey.
100%. It feels like a paint stripper. I shouldn't say that because there's a lot of poutine bars now, but the poutine that I've tried tastes like paint stripper.
Isn't it basically poison then?
I mean, that's what alcohol is, poison.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if you can have a good time on the poison, then look, is it really poison? I mean,
if you can handle the poison.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Choose your poison.
Okay. Interesting. So there are some interesting facts about, Ireland and Dublin as well. Mm. So now people are kind of like feeling more like close and more into Dublin and Ireland in general as well. And what about you as an Irish person? Like, what's the best thing about Dublin?
I think the people. Like, I think it's where you're from. Mm. So, like, automatically when you think about it, you just think of, like, the people that make it that great. Because, I mean, as a country, the infrastructure for transport is pretty shit.
Mm.
Like, it always rains and it's very expensive. Mm. So trying to find the good thing would be, like, definitely the people.
Oh, but, like, every time I ask this question, what is the best thing about your city or your area? People just say people.
Really?
Yeah, they just say people are the best. But how would you describe, like, Dublin people then? Yeah, compared to other people in different regions.
I think I'll like generalize it to like Irish people.
Mm.
So I'll give you an example of if I was walking down the street right now and I made eye contact with somebody, I would automatically have to smile and acknowledge them. And they would have to smile and acknowledge me.
Oh.
And that is something that's so unique that
it's not awkward.
It's not awkward. No, it would be awkward if you ignored me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So we're a very friendly bunch. Like, and that's like all through the country. Like, and then so in terms of having small talk, talking to a stranger on the street isn't unnatural.
Right.
Like, and also, like, if I ever meet an Irish person outside of Ireland, straight away it's like we have this connection of like we're like brother or sister.
Oh.
Like, it's this deep sort of connection thing that I think we're just so lucky to have. And also, how great is it to be from a small part of the world, like so small, that everyone has to lay claim to? Because anyone that you meet says they're half Irish. Like, so, yeah, it's fantastic.
Also, as a like tourist, like when I was in Ireland, I also quite felt welcomed as well.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
We genuinely love the fact that you all love us.
Yeah, because like, it's also a very small island. So like there must be tons of different visitors from many other, from different sides of the world as well.
Like tourism is one of our biggest, one of our biggest things. Like, so, and also not just that, like bringing it back to like, we all want you to have a good time. We all want you to love Ireland as much as we love it. Like,
so Irish people are just naturally used to like, just having visitors.
Yeah, totally.
And ready to like
have a party.
Yeah, have a party. Yeah. Even with visitors as well.
Totally, 100%. Join the club.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so weird. Like I used to always have this thing where it used to get quite frustrating when I moved first. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-mm.
When I first moved to London, I was quite frustrated that every time I talked to somebody, they would say they're half Irish. Because I would feel like, oh no, fuck off, you're not.
Oh.
But now my whole view on it is like, it's so fantastic that everyone wants to or feels like they have some connection to a place that like essentially has made me. So
let's just put it this way. So what do you think is the best thing about Dublin, just like in the UK, in Europe in general?
I think our ability to just have fun wherever we go.
Okay.
I mean, like, we're always up for a laugh and we don't take ourselves too seriously at all, which I think is one of the key factors of it.
Because you've got your original word called crack.
Yeah, which is good fun. Yeah,
which
I think actually that's only 300 years old and that's somehow British in a way.
Yeah.
I feel like I think the history of crack is quite like murky.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously it's used the world over now. That crack is like having the crack. I even said hi to you this morning by saying, "What's the crack?"
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
People are always seeking for good crack.
It's like a comfort thing as well. It's like you kind of automatically feel like your guard's down when somebody says, "What's the crack?" So it's not formal at all.
And you're now living in London at the moment.
Brixton.
And you must miss lots of stuff from Ireland and Dublin and even your county Louth as well. Then if you can bring one thing from Ireland or from Dublin to London, you can't bring people, all of the people, but if you can bring one thing, anything, what would you bring to London?
My mum is cooking.
It's not like specifically Irish though.
Yeah, it's like casseroles and like Irish beef.
What's it again?
It's like, you know, like a casserole? A casserole. So I'm trying to think how to describe a casserole. You know, like a beef bourguignon. Beef bourguignon.
Yeah.
Basically like that, essentially. Oh, wow. Yeah, except like it's like Irish beef and stuff.
Wow.
And then obviously mashed potatoes, because we eat all the fucking potatoes in Ireland.
Because like when it comes to Ireland, people only just focus on drinking. So people sometimes like, you know, overlook Irish food and Irish cuisine.
Totally.
But you just mentioned that one as well.
I mean, like, we're not well known for it at all, but a lot of it's like really hearty meals. Like, so very sort of like
wholesome. Hearty,
yeah, good for your soul.
Comfort food.
Yeah, totally.
So you want that too?
Just my mum's cooking. I literally just want my mum's cooking and that's it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, you miss that the most as well, don't you?
Fair enough. Yeah, homemade food.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's move on to London then. So you ended up living in London and you are now working in London. Mm-hmm. And
I swam over. I was like,
people
goodbye, Ireland.
I believe that they can swim from Dublin to Liverpool. Even.
I did do it.
But like, what was the motivation? Like, what made you swim?
I wanted to see if I could do it.
And you ended up being here.
And I just ended up here.
You didn't know. Swim back.
I thought I was going to America, to be honest.
What was the motivation?
Well, like, so I had still, after college, I still lived in Dublin City Centre. And then COVID happened. But I'd been planning to move to London with a friend anyway. And I had other friends that had moved over. I think I had a lot of friends that had either emigrated or friends that had never emigrated that were a little bit older than me. And I could kind of see what my life would be like if I would have stayed. And I kind of knew in my head, like, look, like, Ireland's always going to be there. Like, however, I'm only going to be young once, and the opportunity to sort of explore and see the world, like, has to happen. And not just that, like, putting yourself out of your comfort zone, you don't really grow unless you do that.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah, so I was like, let's go, England.
Challenge yourself.
Yeah, and the thing is, it was really mad, because when I first moved over, like, I was so used to being surrounded by friends all the time. Like, where I lived in Dublin, like, my apartment was like the apartment where all my friends would congregate. So I was never in this position. I was never in a position before where, like, moving to a new country and moving to a new city and really not having that many friends. Like, so I was like little lonely Joe for a while. I know. But I mean, that has to happen, doesn't it? Because
I mean, literally, like you said, like getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
to grow as well.
Totally, 100%. Because again, like, there were so many nights where I'd be ringing home, ringing friends from home, going like, I want to come home, I want to leave. And them laughing at me saying, there's not a chance that you're allowed to move home because you have to stick it out.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I have, because like, moving to London has given me so much more perspective. Like, creativity, And also, like, the friends that I made here are just fantastic. So,
And you are working in a media industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, like, for media and creativity, you know, you can't help just, like, you know, ending up in London as well, because, like, London, there's, like, so much, like, media stuff going on in
it's
London as well.
It's just opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the media industry back in Dublin? Like, a TV, film, media. Do people think, like, there's not enough and it's so small, so we can't help just moving to London to survive and, you know, get by?
I mean, you can totally have a career over there.
Mm.
A lot of the media is owned by a handful of main companies, but I guess that's just like London as well.
Right.
In terms of opportunities, there aren't a whole lot because, you know, there's only like, what, between 4 and 7 million people living on the island.
Mm-mm.
Television's kind of dying there. Mm. So there's not a lot of streaming opportunities over there. Mm. So yeah, it's a mixture, I guess. I was quite fortunate that I had a pretty successful career when I was there.
Mm.
But compared to London, it doesn't have nearly as many opportunities.
Mm. But while working in the media industry in London, do you sometimes still kind of realize that, oh, I've got this Irish identity?
Yeah.
Or like if you meet like Irish co-workers, you just like instantly connect and bond.
Totally. Yeah. Like, so I work with a team of people.
Uh-huh.
And about a year after I started work, I found that they were hiring another Irish guy.
Mm.
And I was kind of like a kid waiting for like my baby brother to be born. Like, I was so excited to meet this guy. And because before I even met him, I was like, we're going to have to be best friends. Like, and then I found out that he's actually from like 30 minutes outside of where I'm from.
Oh, wow.
So he's something like we're literally from up the road from each other.
Wow.
Like, yeah. So it was just so crazy. So he's from Meath and I'm from Louth, which are just like connecting counties.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I think anywhere you go in the world, you do end up kind of being drawn to your people in a way.
Mm.
So, yeah. Like if I meet an Irish person on a night out, I'm straight away like, what's your Instagram? Like, let's meet up and do stuff. Like,
just rooting for each other.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Because it feels like home. It feels like a bit home.
That's true. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
Do you feel the same in terms of when you meet anyone from South Korea?
So I am also, my hometown is not the capital city, Seoul. So my hometown is also a port city, which is very far from Seoul. So also, yeah, when I meet people from my hometown, it's called Busan. So when I meet people from Busan, we just instantly bond. Brilliant. And we also have the very thick accent, Korean accent as well. So we just instantly switch to that, the local accent and start to talk as well.
What does it sound like?
It's like Seoul one is like a very like humble and nice. So, 안녕하세요, 감사합니다. But like Busan one sounds even like rough, like Scottish. So like, oh, 안녕하세요, 반갑습니다. Like that kind of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it kind of looks rough, but it's our friendliness.
Yeah.
So I think the Irish or Irish people also, when they meet up in London as well, also their accent like come back as well.
110%. Right. Like all of our mutual friends, myself and the guy that I was talking about, sometimes when me and him, when we're both talking, you can see like the English people around us going like, what are they saying? Are you just speaking in like in noises?
And I feel like Irish people speak so fast. Is it true?
Yeah, totally. Because we don't want anyone to understand what we're saying because we don't even know what we're saying. Yeah.
Taking the mickey out of like English people.
Taking the mickey. Yeah.
See, you don't understand.
Taking the mick.
Taking the mick. So speaking of this Irish, you also have your own language, which is called Gaelic Irish.
Well, yeah. So Gaelic is a term used for Celtic languages.
Mm-mm-mm.
But the actual language that's spoken in Ireland is Irish.
Mm. Oh, so it's Irish.
Yeah.
Is your own language.
Yeah.
And also, there is kind of like a like dialect style, like Irish style English as well.
So Hiberno English.
Yeah, it's called Hiberno English. And you still use Hiberno English as well in your daily lives.
Yeah, all the time.
And people in Dublin and just the whole country still use the Irish phrases, English style Irish phrases as well.
Because it's the way that we were taught in school. We were taught Irish and English at the same time.
Mm.
So the way that Irish, an Irish sentence is broken up if it's like you would have like the last word at the start. Mm. So I can't describe it any more than it's all jumbled up basically. Mm. So when we are speaking English then, obviously that has bled into that.
Wow.
So instead of saying like, I'll go to the shop, it's, will I go to the shop? Like it's a question for no reason. Mm. Like, or come here, go away. Like,
come here, go away.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah. What exactly does that mean, though? Does that mean come here or go away?
Yeah, it could mean either or it could mean neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of it is as well, like, we use hyperbole massively. So, like, how are you feeling this morning? Oh, I'm fucking dying. Like, you know, everything is exaggerated and funny. There always has to be some sort of humor added to it. Like, so I could be having a conversation with you about something totally unrelated, but we could be talking, like, I could be saying something like, should have seen me, I was an absolute bits, or she's a weapon, or like...
Weapon?
Yeah, different things like that. And like, weapon could mean good or bad.
Yeah,
like,
I know, right?
It just depends.
But what about that context, though?
Like...
What would be one of the contexts?
Okay, so like, I was a weapon last night.
You was a weapon.
I was a weapon last night.
So that sounds very...
Okay. You can imagine what that means.
You really have to read the proper context. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Or she looks like a weapon. Or he looks like a weapon.
Looks like a weapon.
Yeah. Or like she acts like a weapon. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could be a good or bad thing. Like, you don't know.
Okay.
So a lot of it is down to context, I guess, in terms of when you're talking to an Irish person.
Yeah. And usually. You just mentioned bits as well.
In like, bits.
I'm in bits.
I'm in bits.
Yeah, I'm in bits.
Yeah.
Because like, when you say I'm in bits, yeah, it's like, is it like I'm knackered?
Yeah.
I'm like... Shattered.
Yeah, or hungover, or you're shattered.
Yeah, shattered.
Yeah, which I mean, it's funny because it obviously connects to I'm shattered. Doesn't
yeah, because like if you explain that way, I can kind of imagine like torn pieces of paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're, pieces of paper bits.
You're in pieces, basically, yeah. Or also there's you're one.
Worn.
You're one, or you're man.
What
so,
is it?
You remember your friend that was here earlier?
Uh-huh.
I could say that, oh, what's your man's name?
Uh-huh.
So you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, or if that was a girl, I could say, what's your one's name?
Oh, wow. One.
Yeah, you're one. Yeah.
So or basically man. Just like indicating someone.
Yeah.
So just person.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. One.
You're
so
one.
Confusing. You're one.
Yeah. What's the crack with your one?
What's the crack with your one? Okay. And again, crack is just good fun.
What's up with your one? Or Yeah.
Okay.
But again, it's just it's whatever context it's used in.
Okay. There are so many interesting, like, Irish, like, hibernal English words, Irish words, which are generally from Irish as well, I believe. So people say crack, and it's still widely used
all
around Republic of Ireland as well.
Everywhere.
And also for drinking.
Slauncher. Yeah.
Slauncher as well.
So that's cheers.
And in bits... One.
You're one.
You're one.
You're man.
And are there also any other Irish phrases or words you still use in your everyday life? Yeah.
Slán, which is goodbye.
Oh.
Or slán lát. Yeah. But I mean, you don't use it sometimes. It depends.
Okay.
Like, I guess it depends. Like sometimes if you're talking to an Irish person, you might throw an Irish word in.
Mm-mm-mm.
But like... Yeah, I guess it depends mm-hmm. person to person. Like, I wouldn't say slán mm-hmm. to you because mm-hmm. you wouldn't understand what I mean.
Right.
So, like...
Among Irish friends.
Yeah, totally. Or, like, mm-hmm. you could say, like, so Buchel is boy mm-hmm. and Colleen is girl.
And also, like, Irish accent is very distinctive compared mm-hmm. to, you know, RP as well, which is, which is believed to be, you know, standard British English accent. So... One of the most distinctive ones is like you will kind of roll the tongue R as well. So like party and turty as well.
Turty tree and a turd.
Yeah, turty tree tree.
Do an Irish accent. I want to hear this.
There are turty people outside. I don't like that.
That's so offensive.
No, I think it's the most stereotypical accent I could try.
Turty tree and a toured people outside.
Outside. So for me, it's kind of like all like...
You're so good at doing a Scouse accent. Yeah, and you're so bad at doing an Irish accent.
My home is Scouse. Yeah, my home one is Scouse one. So I'm so poor at any other ones. Because like sometimes it kind of feels like Scottish somehow.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's quite Celtic.
Yeah, and look, when you go to Northern Ireland... People sometimes sound like Scousers as well.
Like the John.
Yeah, like Scousers and la 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 la. And that kind of intonation is so Scouse at the same time. And Northern Irish as well.
I think just like stick to being Scouse, I guess.
Yeah, so Scouse is my specialty. But always up for like learning Irish accent as well. Then generally, like how would you describe Irish accent then? Do you sometimes even notice when you hear British accent then? Oh, like these things are... These features are different.
I find it quite, unless it's very distinctive. Like, so like with my job, I travel a lot around the UK.
Mm.
And like, so I could definitely tell the difference between like a Mancunian accent and a Liverpool accent.
Mm.
But if you left me in like Reading or Hull or whatever, I wouldn't, it would be quite hard to distinguish. Yeah. I would know that, like I've got a few friends that are from Birmingham.
Mm-mm.
And like, if you told me, I'd have to remember they're from Birmingham because I wouldn't know the accent. Like, so whereas your ear could probably pick them up more.
Yeah, like, that's true.
But then also, like, I always forget that I always forget that I sound Irish.
Really?
So when I meet somebody
so
new, totally, yeah.
Oh, that's true. I see. Okay, so that was good crack talking about Irish phrases as well. So yeah, time has been flying. So we've been talking about your County Louth as well and Dublin and also Irish phrases, Irish words as well. And before we wrap up, like people must be now so interested in like visiting Dublin as well, and even your area, County Louth.
Well, I mean, they don't have to visit Louth. There's like not a lot going on there.
Okay, if they are really curious.
They're really curious, yeah. They can.
But if you want to just pick one thing or recommend one place or one experience for anyone who's never been to Dublin or anyone who would be up for visiting Dublin, what would you pick?
I would say walk around it. I would say like... Walk around Dublin as much as possible.
Because everywhere is walkable.
Yeah, right? And also, like, it is... Like, don't do Temple Bar. Like, it's such a tourist trap.
Really?
Yeah, I would say just, like, see if you find... Like, get recommendations from people that are actually from there. Because there's so many great restaurants, so many great bars. There's so many great museums.
That's
like,
true.
The National Museum of Modern Art, IMMA, is one of my favorite places ever.
Oh, like, okay.
And it's just outside the city. So definitely check out the Modern Art Museum.
All right. Thank you very much. Locals, great guide as well. Okay, so it's time to let you go. And how did you enjoy this podcast?
I loved it. Yeah, it was great to meet you and talk about Dublin.
Good to give a shout out to County Louth as well as Dublin represent as well. Okay, so thank you very much for joining me today. And yes, today with the Irish guest, Joe McGovern, we've been talking about County Louth, his hometown, and also Dublin, and just Republic of Ireland in general as well. And also, I hope also you guys enjoyed talking about and hearing about Ireland as well. And thank you very much for tuning in. And if you haven't subscribed my podcast yet, please do subscribe Original Podcast. You can find it on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts as well. And on next episode, we are going to move on to another region with another guest. So please stay tuned and I will come back to you next time. Thank you very much. And how do you say bye?
Slán.
Slán. Thank you very much. Slán.